Welcome back to the Waste Free Journey podcast. I'm your host, Steffi. I would like to use Earth Month to share my input with you. 60 actions you can take for Earth Month, for the environment, but also for your own well-being. Number 17, try tooth taps. Instead of buying toothpaste in a plastic tube, try the tooth taps. I just recently discovered them for me and I love them. I don't regret it. I'm not going to go back to buying toothpaste. So I recommend you to try them. You don't even have to buy them in a huge package. You can fill them up in several stores in Reykjavik. Just buy 10 and then try them at home. Number 18. Buy some washable cotton rounds. Instead of removing makeup or cleaning your face with disposable cotton rounds, use washable ones. They're not very expensive and they are perfect, looking great in your bathroom. You just wash them afterwards 60 degrees and you use them again. I'm super happy with them and it's good for you and the environment. Number 19, switch to a safety razor. You can buy safety razors here in Iceland. Disposable razors and their blades are made with plastic and they cannot be recycled because it's a hygiene product. So they need to go to the landfill. You can buy a safety razor together with your partner or friends and you can share one. Switching to a safety razor in the long term will save you money and is way better for the environment. Number 20, try a body lotion bar. Instead of buying body lotion in a plastic container, they melt in your hands and you can use them as any other body lotion. They come unpacked so you don't have any packaging to throw away. They're great for traveling, and if you don't put them right in the sun at 40 degrees, they will keep their form and look great in your bathroom. They also don't take a lot of space. The one that I used recently made my skin feel so soft. Even the next day when I woke up, I could still feel the softness of the body lotion bar. So definitely give it a try. Number 21, drink tap water and get a soda stream. Tap water in Iceland is the absolute best. So if you don't drink tap water, you definitely have to do it. And if you like bubble water, if you like carbonated water, get a soda stream. You can even find companies that fill up your soda stream cylinder with new carbon so you can carbonate your water. It's the best option. You don't have to carry any heavy bottles. You don't have to go to the store. You get it right from your tap and it's delicious. Number 22, turn off the lights. In my experience, a lot of Icelanders don't care that much if the light is off or not because you guys don't pay a lot for electricity and you have green energy. But still, we should not waste the energy and we should take care that if we don't need the light should be turned off. Number 23, compost. Even if you're in an apartment, even if you just have a balcony, make a compost bin. I have an instruction for that in my Instagram reels. It's pretty easy. It saves a lot of food from going to the bin and it's also a fun thing to do with kids. So definitely try to compost your food. Number 24, get it secondhand. Whatever you have on your want list and whatever you wanted to buy in the future, go on Blunt or on Facebook Marketplace and see if someone sells it. Getting something secondhand has a very small carbon footprint, is so much better for the environment and for your wallet. It saves you a lot of money. Number 25, try homemade plant milk. I have a lot of recipes on my Instagram as well. It's super delicious and you don't have the annoying Tetra Pak packaging that you have to throw away. So you can try different plant milks. Oat milk will be the most inexpensive options. You can also try almond milk. You just need a mixer and some water and it will keep for 3 to 4 days in your fridge. Number 26, support a small business. Check what you're buying every month and look up the brands behind it. Maybe you can switch to support a smaller business. There are a lot of zero waste shops here in Iceland that are just run by families, or you go on Etsy.com, then you have to pay shipping costs and import taxes. But supporting a small business is important, especially right now during the global pandemic. So help out your locals. Number 27, very easy. Wash your phone case. Your phone case is probably full of germs and bacteria and you should wash it right now. Number 28, unsubscribe from marketing emails. It's very easy. You just press the button unsubscribe. The more marketing emails you get in your postbox, the more time you spend going through them, deleting them, and they're taking a lot of space in your mind and in your postbox. So best to unsubscribe so you're not tempted to buy stuff you don't need. Number 29, get more environmentally friendly toilet paper like bamboo or recycled toilet paper. It's pretty easy. You can also check online and make the switch. Number 30, re-love a piece. Re-love a piece in your closet. Maybe you have something that you haven't been wearing since a long time, and rediscover it, re-love it, wear it, and appreciate every piece of clothes that you already have. Number 31, try soap nuts instead of your laundry detergent. So in case you didn't know, soap nuts grow on a tree in very warm regions, and you can use them for your laundry. You just put a few soap nuts in a cotton bag, add them to your laundry cycle, and they will clean your clothes. The only problem, if you really like the smell of fresh laundry soap nuts, they're basically scentless, so they don't make your clothes smell like anything. But there are a few companies who have drops that you can add so your laundry smells like lavender or something like that. But that's definitely a good zero waste option because you can use them multiple times. You don't have to worry about buying laundry detergent in plastic. Number 32, try stasher bags or silicone bags for storing your food or freezing your food instead of plastic bags. I grew up with these zipper bags that you just throw away after usage, and now I'm a happy user of stasher bags, not affiliated with them. They come at a quite high price in the beginning, but if you think about how many times you can use them, you have so many options with them. Number 33, pick up a hobby. There's probably something that you wanted to do since a long time. For me, it's drawing and illustrating. And I think Earth Month is also a good time to take care of your mental well-being. If it's a zero waste sustainable hobby, even better. Number 34, go and take a walk out in nature. Maybe you can also pick up trash on the way. So definitely take a walk in the forest, go for a nice long walk and enjoy nature, especially now with spring coming. Number 35, get a water saving attachment for your faucet. We got one from Alter, the company in Sweden, just recently, and I haven't talked about it anywhere yet, but I'm gonna do that on Instagram. And it saves between 80 to 98% of water. And now I'm spending more time at home that I ever thought is healthy for a person, and I'm using water more often. So I thought, okay, it's a good time to get some device or some attachment to save water when washing my face, when brushing teeth, washing our hands more often than usual. So that's something you can invest in, and it's not very expensive, and it saves you, of course, on your water bill. Okay, these are 35 tips in total in two episodes. I thought I can squeeze more tips into the episodes, but I couldn't. And I'm gonna go on with more tips in the next episode, which will be out on Tuesday. So I hope you're gonna tune in again, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend.